الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 140 and 141. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. So, or say you that Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and Al-Asbat are Jews or Christians? This is turning from one scoffing to another. Meaning Allah is rejecting their claim. Their claim that these honorable messengers were Jews and the Christians, and this is a false claim. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scoffed at those who say such claims, like, for example, claiming that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew or a Christian, as Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 67. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was a true Muslim, حنيفا, worshipping none but Allah, and he was not of the mushriks. And could this really make sense that Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, and Yaqub, and the Asbat, the prophet sent to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, were Jews or Christians, knowing that Judaism and Christianity did not come except after them? This is impossible. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted in Al-Imran 65, in 3, in 365, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. O people of the scriptures, Jews and Christians, why do you dispute about Ibrahim while the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, were not revealed till after him? Have you then no sense? So how could he be a Jew or a Christian, and the books of the Jews and the Christians were not revealed until after Ibrahim? Ismail is the eldest of the children of Ibrahim. He is the one whom Allah commanded Ibrahim to sacrifice, and the story is explicitly mentioned in detail in Surah As-Saffat, which is Surah 37. And Ishaq is the brother of Ismail, and he is the second son to Ibrahim. And Jacob is the son of Ishaq, and to whom the children of Israel relate. And the Asbat are the prophets sent to the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, according to the correct opinion which we explained earlier. So this is the claim of the Jews, tells of their foolishness because the origin of Judaism and Christianity took place after these prophets. So how come you consider them as Jews or Christians? This is insane. Then Allah refuted their claim through another way when He said, قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. In the next statement, قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Do you know better, or does Allah knows better? Meaning that they were Muslims. And we know that there is no one who knows better than Allah. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here said this in a binding context. He said it in a binding context. Why? In order to make it clear the futility of their claim. In order to make it clear the futility of their claim. And this is another means of, this is a means of silencing the opponent, rendering his claims futile. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. And who is more unjust than he who conceals the testimony? Meaning to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he comes written in their books, as it is written there, and they saw that. And who is more unjust than he who conceals the testimony he has from Allah? Who is more just, unjust? And this is an exclamation of negation, meaning there is no one who is more unjust than this type, because the duty of the one taken to be a witness is to witness and reveal, not conceal. And therefore, when we read such a statement, we should say, لا أحد أظلم من هذا. There is no one who is more just than this. Because these Jews and the Christians concealed the truth regarding the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام while knowing that Allah informed of his coming in their books and mentioned his descriptions in the Torah and in the Gospel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 157, الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم. So these descriptions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were known to the children of Israel, but they conceal this account and the testimony. Those who follow the messenger of the Prophet ﷺ, who can neither read nor write, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil, he commands them with Tawheed and all that is good, and then he forbids them from Munkar, shirk, and all that is evil. He allows them as lawful all the good things as regard things, deeds, beliefs, persons, foods, etc., and prohibits them as unlawful, the khaba'ith, all that is evil and unlawful. He releases them from their heavy burdens of Allah's covenant which He took upon them, and from the fetters, the bindings that were upon them because of their too much questioning. So those who believe in him, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honor him, help him, and follow the light, the Quran which he brought, has been sent down with him, it is they who will be successful. Then Allah said, the next statement, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Look at this threat. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Allah is all-knowing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will give them their recompense fully in justice. And then the next verse, تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. And that was a nation who has passed away, they shall receive the reward of what they earned, and you of what you earn, and you will not be asked of what they used to do. This was explained fully in the previous lectures, so we're not going to repeat the same explanation. The benefits. Number one, making clear the futile argument of the Jews and the Christians who said that Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Jacob, and Al-Asbat were Jews or Christians. Rather, these were described by Allah, these prophets and messengers were described by Allah as Muslims. They were described by Allah as Muslims, those who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Tawheed. The second benefit, making clear that they are ignorant, because Allah said, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ عَمِ اللَّهِ. Do you know better than Allah? Do you know better, or does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than they? Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So this proves their ignorance. The third benefit, to use this great principle, do you know better or does Allah? To use this great principle, do you know better or does Allah? In refuting the people who distort the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who say, who claim that Allah cannot be described with such and such, because this would mean occurrences with Allah, or this would entail that Allah is a corporal body, or physical, or when they say that such an attribute is intellectually permissible to affirm for Allah, so we affirm it. And while such and such attribute, it is prevented intellectually from, it is prevented intellectually, or it is intellectually prevented to affirm, then we don't affirm. This is like the saying of the Mu'tazilite sect, the Ash'arite sect, and the like. So we say to them the same principle, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Do you know better or Allah of Himself? So if they say we know better, then they proclaim themselves truly misguided. And if they admit that Allah knows better, we tell them, then affirm to Allah what Allah has affirmed for Himself. Then affirm to Allah what Allah has affirmed for Himself from the names and attributes on their true reality, and negate what Allah negated about Himself and His names and attributes. This is the path of the believers. The fourth benefit, the gravity of concealing knowledge. Because the one who knows the Sharia of Allah, he has a testimony from Allah concerning it. As Allah made it clear in Surah Al-Imran in 3:18, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. Allah bears witness that لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped but him, and the angels, and those having knowledge also give this witness. So anyone who conceals knowledge, then indeed concealed a testimony which he had from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this there is a great sin upon him. From this also we know that it is incumbent on the believer, on the knowledgeable, to dissipate knowledge, that which Allah bestowed upon him, especially in the greatest matters, and that is the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that concealing knowledge is comes from the one who is most unjust to mankind. And the sixth benefit is affirming the negated attributes. Affirming the negated attributes. Those attributes which Allah negated about himself. Why? Because Allah said, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And certainly Allah is not unaware. So this is a negated attribute. It is not affirmed. Unawareness. And the ruling concerning these types of attributes is as follows. Any negated attribute, implicit in any negated attribute, implicit in any negated attribute is the affirmation of the perfect opposite. Make note of this great principle. Implicit in the negated attribute is the affirming of the perfect opposite. So because of his full awareness, then Allah is not unaware. Is this clear, inshallah? Is this clear? So because of Allah's full awareness, this is the opposite of unaware. This is the opposite. Because of Allah's full awareness, then Allah is not unaware. And from the benefits is the threat to man and warning not to be in opposition to the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah says, and Allah, certainly Allah is not unaware of what you do, so be careful concerning opposing Allah and His way. And in this, let us have the last statement, please. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Look at this. Look at the statement, please, and think carefully. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Is not unaware of what you do. This affirms the action to the doer, isn't it? This affirms the action to the doer, that Allah added the action to the doer of what you do. Is that clear to do? Is that clear to you? Of what you do? So this affirms the action to the doer. Is that clear? Please put one. Because there is a benefit regarding this now, coming up. So Allah added the action to the doer. In this, okay, alhamdulillah. In this, there is a refutation to the Jabriya deviant sect. Jabriya deviant sect. This is a refutation to the Jabriya deviant sect who claim that man is compelled concerning his deeds. That man is compelled. And Allah says here, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. Affirming action to the doer. Is that clear, inshallah? Is that clear? Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So this brings the end of this verse. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you, and to increase us in knowledge, and to make us from those who act in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of our lives. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.